No, but see, at the end of the day, in the words of Kanye West,
aye.
Older, what doesn't kill you makes you strong.
No, and that famous Kanye stronger, West. Better, faster, stronger.
Welcome to A Pint and Two Shots, coming to you from the G4 podcast studio, with part-time pundit and average actor Stephen Purdon, and bringing a wealth of knowledge and questionable patter, it's our no-nonsense dafty Chris Toll. Completing our front three, it's the man himself. All the way from the tap end of Stevenson, it's Grado!
Welcome to A Pint and Two Shots, it's a podcast. It's a football podcast. We're live here at the G4 Claims Studios in Wishaw, sponsored by G4 Claims. They make it easy for you. And in attendance today, we've got Shellsuit Bobby Bob.
Hello.
And the Chizamp, Mr. Christopher Toll, and the Champ Champ, the icon, the hardcore legend, Mr. Grado.
Rift of the Week.
Rift of the Week, sponsored by...
And we've got some company today.
We've got a wee audience
today. I mean, usually when I always sit in this seat and I look at your shoulder, it's Ben and Grant. But no, I don't know what the fuck's going on, man.
We finally got a replacement for Jamie.
Aye, Lewis.
So,
what's your second name, Lewis?
Lewis McLeod.
Lewis McLeod!
That's the name of...
That's a career change, man, after when rang at Rangers.
Oh, you're right. There's another Lewis McLeod, I know.
Is there?
See the guy that he does Donald Trump and stuff like that?
Oh, aye.
Well known.
I was thinking the ex-Ranger.
Right, so we've got Lewis and we've got Kerr. What's the script with seven folk with second names for first names?
I know. Kerr, how are you, mate?
That's my nephew.
How does it feel being the nephew of the great Grado?
Oh, there's a lot to
say. Say it then. Go.
It's a lot to deal with.
Aye. Kyle, you just sit there and shut up, all right?
It wasn't really shining you in a good light,
right? Mate, the thing is, what I'm laughing at, he's telling me all the stuff that my dad says behind my back in the car. Aye, my papa was saying this about you, my papa was saying that, and I'm like, pure track out and I'm no raging.
What was he saying?
Oh, that house he's moved in.
Oh, he was a waste of a good wank.
Toll, that's my nephew sitting there.
He's 21, mate.
I don't care.
He's 21.
It's inappropriate.
Do you watch this podcast, Kerr?
Do you ever hear about Grado getting rimmed?
Oh, no, my God.
You should watch that.
This was a bad idea.
It's the best episode.
Mate, you're bringing a family member when there's Toll there, man. Toll's going to go to town, man.
Listen, I never ever said that happened to me.
Your fucking knees up over your ears, you can.
Aya, bossa. Aya. Aya, bossa. Aya, bossa.
We really need to stop this now because my family are going to go, oh, we care, we're sitting in the podcast.
What band are we seeing? Disney get around? Plus we've got Lewis here. Lewis, do you watch this podcast?
I've seen bits.
That's a no. That's a no.
That's
not
a
good enough,
no.
Man.
No. Ben, who's
this jabroni, man? That's what I say when Grado asked me if I've watched Great Escapes.
It's Scotland's Greatest Escape, actually. Available on iPlayer.
Yes.
Final. It's tonight.
Chip paper.
Have you watched Baby Reindeer?
No, but I'm gonna.
I'm on.
Don't ruin it. Man. I heard it's something.
Aye, for the first couple of episodes, man, you're like
I
that.
I said to you, didn't I?
And then just in episode 4, man, you're like, wow.
I know.
But mate, I'm telling you, like, see for like...
Realism?
Aye. So, I think I'm quite... I can talk about this a wee bit now, can't I? Because it's all byway. Do you think I should? Just a wee bit.
Just don't name any names.
Very similar things to... Well, I'm not saying to the extent, but I've had to deal with that before in the past where people saying...
I thought, while I was watching it, I was like, is this about... that person.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? Because I've very seen that, person's...
People have found her Twitter and all that.
Aye. I've seen
by the way, she follows me, the real
does
person.
She? Does she?
Aye.
Do you think she's pals with
I don't know.
Do you think there's like a wee group?
Aye.
But
right, you go with him today.
I'm on Gareth Gates.
Fucking hell, James McAvoy again.
But
I've got a belter this week, Jeff Sterling.
Peeling at his windies and all that.
Oh, fucking hell, Simon Cowell, I'm going to have to wait in that queue.
But mate, see where lights are like, that guy was at the police station, he's like...
Hey, don't ruin it for me. I've not watched it.
Well, I just see I can
read. Like, just when he's reporting it. Aye,
Scottish guy, isn't he? He wrote it. He wrote it and he's the main man in it.
I mean, incredible.
It's a one-man show.
He toured it a bit, but that must be some sort of therapy for the geezer. I mean, for folk that have not watched it, you'll be wondering what, but there's a thing in episode 4 is a very, very strong piece of cinema. That's what I'm going to say. It's one of the ones.
Guy, episode 4 was the abuser guy, wasn't it? See that guy that everybody thinks who it actually was? He's quit his job and all that. He worked on Brass Eye and stuff like that.
Right, I wouldn't say what you just but, just but, in case it's no him, but you know what I mean?
No, but I'm saying like, that's people are hanging with. Like, I've not mentioned any names or anything like that, but he's quit
it's
his
the views
job.
Of Chris Toll.
That's a Chris Toll claim, not a G4 people, claim.
People, allegedly.
People are throwing out loads of names, right?
Allegedly.
They think that it could potentially, possibly, allegedly be some guy, right?
Yeah, okay.
But it just so happens that in line with the show coming out, this guy has also quit his job.
But so
it could be unrelated, it could be a coincidental.
Aye.
But it's pure sparked people's imagination.
See, I'm raging now because I'm watching the second series of Blue Lights and I've only just started it.
What's that about?
It's the Belfast cop thing. And we've watched the first season, obviously, and because we've been busy, we've only watched one episode and everybody's talking about Baby Reindeer.
Aye, mate, you need to get one.
I know, but I need to finish Blue Lights first, man.
Well, I started watching it and I text Grado. I was like, I can't put up with her accent. I've had to turn this off. Because he says to me, he's like, why did they not just get a Scottish actress to do it? But you can, she's that good that you can.
She's brilliant, mate.
I thought her accent was all right.
It was, but you can't, just sometimes when you're just, see when you know it's not a Scottish person, I always think you just listen it and go.
Aye.
But she done it. Perfect. It was perfect. But what I'm just saying, it was a bit.
I heard she's shit hot on it.
But she's amazing, mate. She's amazing.
You know
he's amazing.
Everybody that's in it.
Leah McRae's brought in as well, man. Leah pops up.
She's excellent.
She's in the kind of mega episodes. So she's
episode 4.
It's really, really good.
Good bit of showreel material for Leah, though.
It was
what?
Good bit of showreel.
100%. I fucking damn tootin', man.
Without a doubt, but it's excellent, and I would be surprised if he doesn't tour the one man show again after that. I don't think so,
mate. I think he'll make a packet of this, man. Well, he'll know why to hit the boards again, man.
Mate, it's not the X Factor, like the X Factor life. Starting to tell you. Oh, the scenes in episode 4. I want to see that on the stage.
But the one man show is obviously completely different to the TV show.
I know.
And see if he announced a Hydro water, it would sell it. Like that.
Aye, if it's somewhere like the Hydro or something.
What?
Aye, mate. I think about it, folk would come from everywhere to see that.
If the show's a massive success, I think we're getting a wee bit. I think the last thing
he's
on that.
He's doing harm, didn't I help?
He's supporting Taylor Swift.
We've gone for a live show.
Aye, he's in the slam tent at Transmit, maybe in India, live.
The last thing in his mind is why he'd be hitting the boards again, man, getting on stage.
Normally, after they do something like this on Netflix, they do the real story. You know what I mean? Like a documentary after it.
See, speaking about, I remember going to that every year. I would take my mom to the same if it was like X Factor, if it was a good series, and then I'd get the tickets for it, and you'd go in January and see like Andy. Remember Andy? That was on Shane Ward and all
Shane
that. And, Cheeky Time and all that.
Cheeky Time.
I thought it was a good
Cheeky
day.
Cheeky Time. You'd have it running again.
It's all about Chico. But I remember this one Christmas, my mum went, gonna no buy me there.
I did.
Played
it. Well, we started watching Britain's Got Talent, so Wayne's really wanted to watch it.
Played it.
Mate, I know, and see that way, but the Wayne's are so excited to watch the
I know, I've done
it,
that. And
I'm like,
what is this?
Britain's Got Talent.
All right.
That's what, the fish guy, man. Did you watch it?
No. One pound fish.
No, it's just.
Have a look. One pound fish.
Very, very nice.
He's like
a
stand-up comedian or something for America, and he was.
Did his dog die and all that? And
no, it wasn't even like that. He just came on and done nothing. He had knock.
Who's there?
Knock.
Who's there?
That's all he done.
All right.
And then went off.
That's
and then come back on again.
You see, this is why I was kicked. So I was at the Ocarani on Saturday.
What a place,
what a day, by the way. Can I just say, as a day.
I love it.
I'm getting emotional thinking about it.
You're not kidding?
I'm not kidding. He's laughing because I put in my personal Facebook. I'm no kidding. It was one of the best days ever.
No, I'm not even lying.
I'm telling you.
Here, mate, I can agree. Me and Nicola have got great memories about that and like going there, especially when the weather's good.
Mate, it's also, and I never took the motor, so it made us go out and walk about and go down the beach.
Aye.
And go, we'll go for a cone.
How did you get there?
Go to the boat.
Get the ferry.
You don't drive to her and you get the boat. It's an island.
You can take your motor on, or you can leave it at Aldrossan.
Right.
I left Aldrossan, but I was glad to do it. But it was one of the ones where by 8 o'clock at night we were bushed, went back to the hotel room, and I'm that tidy. Wayne's are going to their bed. We can stick on.
We can get rimming.
I see now, talking about played out. Come on, man.
You walked into that, boy.
Sorry.
What can it have your legs over your shoulders?
Mate, I can't deal with this, man.
Right, sorry, that's the last time.
Sorry for bullying your cousin.
What's going to happen? What's going to happen in the live show?
Oh, man.
Live action.
Steph's in the audience or not?
Live action.
Oh, for fuck.
Steph's there or not, man? And that's me. Stop it. You're going to go talk right, to her,
I will me. I will me. I promise I will me.
Nah, never are.
Stressing me. That's
welcome to the stage, Stephanie Steveley.
Grado.
Get your tongue out.
Grado.
She's getting involved.
Oh, no, shut up.
He's
shut
getting on. He's got a wag involved. That's fine.
I don't know why. Get your tongue out.
All the punters are going to speak to the man. And,
oh, no. Oh. I'm going to sit hard in the night.
100%.
Just to let you know, man, the boys have been playing this trick on me. Yeah, do you know? Honestly, they've been doing that. They've been winding me up. They've been playing this prank on me.
What about Graham? Just about a lovemaking.
Grado, you will come on my first.
Sorry, mate. Sorry. Oh, move on, man. Played out, man. You
right? Right, so anyway, you were hanging me. Back to the hotel.
Back to the hotel.
Why did you watch Baby Reindeer? Of course. Source, mate, what's that all about?
I know, mate. Yeah, something like that. It's the same at Lockside sometimes, man. Right. Try.
But I made an ass of myself, didn't I? So I phoned down and I was like, "Who's on Netflix?"
Oh no, man! It's a fucking hotel on Arran.
But mate, I know that.
It's a minted hotel.
And I did say, I was like, "Look, this is embarrassing." I was like, "I need Netflix tonight." I was like, "All the wings are away to sleep." I'm watching this program. Right. You saw it, Baby Reindeer. She had no idea. I was like, I really want to watch it. I've been working hard all week. Right. She's like, I went, right, I'm coming down. I went down into the section. And the guy's like, look, I've only worked here for a week. And there's like foot walk past. I was like, I need. then eventually, right, I went out with Stan. I fannied about when I fannied because he said, look, no, I'll tell you, have it. And I was like, so I ended up about half an hour later, I fun Netflix, didn't I? I was like, I better get down and apologise, man. That's a redneck. But here I never. I went down the next day and I went, by the way, I was down here kind of embarrassing myself more about Netflix. She was like, yes, it was passed on in the notes. Oh. Yeah, might complain about it.
Mate, that's like the same hotel. Remember that guy?
Imagine it was
on Netflix. Did somebody say you were acting like a diva in some hotel?
That's right. That's right.
And the guy, no,
is it black?
I've seen I thrashed it, Nora. I've been very rude. No, but I wasn't being rude. I was just like, because another guy, like when we were going on the boat, he was going, that was dead funny. I heard you like saying to the woman at the reception at the Netflix, you were saying, if you don't get Netflix, you're going to greet. That pure brat, man.
Can you imagine that story, man? Imagine them running with that.
Like, fucking hell.
What is it, man? Like, fucking two doors down, start a Netflix scandal.
No, like, the BBC would have washed their hands at that. Like, Ayrshire wrestler.
Panto star.
Aye, big family bash star. Rex Hotel over anyway, Netflix. But I'm the same, maybe that. I get a bit of that.
But no. I just want to say, however, the telly did have it, and I'm no joking, what a place to go to. I think it's the best. Aye. It wasn't even on my name. It was in somebody else's eventually.
Yes.
So
the last person forgot to log it.
One of the times we went to Arran, we took the motor on the boat and went there. And we drove around the full island, man. It was a sunny day. The winds were tiny. Nicholas got one of the roof things opened that. Oh, it was so good. It's just the best island, man.
I want to say, Granny, man, well done, man. It was just a great stay over there.
I should try and make up now.
I'm on. I think it might be Scotland's greatest escape. By the way, that's not a positive.
That's an advert.
That's brilliant.
Just an advert. They
need to pay us, but...
By the way, it's not Scotland's greatest escape. That's just in case I get bothered for that.
Right, so First Point USA was founded in 2001 by Andrew Keene, who's a former student athlete, All-American Award winner and Hall of Fame inductee at the University of Cincinnati. If you want to follow in his footsteps, get yourself onto firstpointusa.com. You can go through an application to get a scholarship to pretty much any university in the United States.
Any sport as well, Wayne?
Any sport.
Volleyball, rugby, football.
Tennis, kayaking.
Golf. Am I right? Golf.
Yes.
It truly is amazing. So if you're watching this and you think, I actually think maybe a lot of parents would go, you know what, my boy's coming on to an age where he needs to start thinking what's he going to do with his life, or your girl, then get on to firstpointusa.com and see when the next trial is. Have a look at some of the videos that have got up there. Have a look at their mission statement. You can find out a wee bit of social media content. When me and the boys were there a couple of weeks ago, as Toll says, it's a life-changing opportunity.
And they've got another opportunity coming up.
9th of May, is it?
The 9th of May.
Brilliant.
Yeah, 9th of May at Broadwood again. Excellent. So, we'll be there.
It'll not be the 9th of May because it's
the 2nd.
2nd of May? It's pretty soon.
Thursday next week, so we're going.
Thursday next week, so... Why don't you just come along?
Come even along.
If you just want to meet us. You know what I mean? Yeah. We'll be there.
Smoke some CBD oil.
Aye. Firstpointusa.com.
Anyway, what else she's brought to?
I have honestly just been working non-stop.
You have, mate?
Mate, non-stop. And this is the last week of filming before we break up for the summertime. So I just working. Didn't even see the game yesterday, as I told you.
Did you finish up on Friday?
Friday I finish, mate. That's when we start going to town, bro. That's when we start going to town, bro.
We go to Top Golf on Saturday.
Go anywhere you want, bro.
I go to Top Golf on Saturday.
Oh, no, I'm not going to Saturday.
I know.
Because I finish what on Friday, back to Chicago weekend.
Oh, you lie.
Aye, next
sorry,
week.
Sorry, Patreons.
Aye,
sorry.
I do want to go to that Top Golf.
Top Golf. You don't be?
Nah, I mean.
I don't know. That surprises me.
I know.
I looked at the food last night. The food in it looks...
You do wings and all that?
Aye, mate. It looks tremendous.
What?
Told you all about this on Tam's 40th, man. I booked the big buffet thing and all that.
He's a fucking... I don't remember this. Have you...
Oh, fuck up.
Is that your mate that you went to the game with a few weeks ago? How's 40th?
Was that was Dales,
right, sorry.
For Tam's 40, if you went to Top Golf and went in, I spoke about it in the pod. Got a big buffet and all
mate,
that.
I don't, to, come on. That was back in the hash days.
Aye, he was 420 doing his bin.
Blame the ganja.
I went to Bungie's fighting Saturday night.
Loved the entrance, man.
Mate, they all went, man. They were nice to get invited,
mate, I wasn't invited with them. I bought my tickets. It was Keane's
birthday. Were you there, Ben? Aye.
Party Keane's.
I bet even Lewis was there. You there, Lewis? Yeah.
Where do you feel, Lewis?
Imagine you feel, Lewis.
Where?
Huggy.
Oh, that's no fucking
that's nine steps. Yeah. Aye. I was doing a little golf at Huggy last week.
You got a dog?
Oh, you've just skied away where you live. Folk will be chopping every door on steps. Try to cancel your milk.
Cancel my milk.
What's your previous employment?
I was an ed assistant.
And whereabouts?
Savalas.
What's that?
It's down near the BBC.
It's where Kojak works.
Savalas.
Big Terry Savalas.
Oh, in Govan.
Farm City.
Oh, brilliant.
Do you know Bradshaw?
Oh, get in there.
No.
When did you work there?
David's worked there for umpteen years. You know David Bratchpiece now?
No, I wasn't in Film City. I was in The Hub, so it was a different building.
Oh, he
served the coffees.
You ever edited any of my programmes?
No, I don't think so.
Did you know Gredo was on the telly and that? you ever edited Queen of the New Year on that?
Rap does that himself on his computer.
Well, he does a fucking stand-up job yet, alright, Gredo?
Right, aye, so how was Bungie's fight?
Let's see, Bungie's fight, see, I don't know what the issue was, but I was talking to him yesterday. He was upset with himself, but he lost the fight in the second round. But I genuinely think it was just an adrenaline dump. Do you know what I mean?
Like, because it's in Glasgow,
man. It's a lot of pressure, isn't it?
Came out and he's in front of his home crowd and all of that, and with the best will in the world, it's no professional wrestler. It's actual fighting. Do you know what I mean?
And it's so, I can imagine that must be like a...
He'd have been so pumped for it, but maybe too pumped.
Aye, that's what I mean. Like, you know what it's like when you're... Like, the rains at Christmas or that, it comes to 6 o'clock at night and you just fucking cope, do you know what I mean? It's like, you get that built up and that excited and ready for it, and then when it comes, it all hits you at once. Mm.
But did they have a Christmas dinner or something?
I don't know.
Did they have a big lunch?
I don't know, mate. I wasn't with him, all right?
Oh, sorry, mate. No, I am... I actually think I want to cut that wee bit out there because I feel as if you'll kick my cunt in.
I'm leaving that in.
Make
that a clip, Ben.
No, please don't. No, but see, at the end of the day, in the words of Kanye West.
Aye.
Older, what doesn't kill you makes you strong.
No. And that famous Kanye West.
Wait a minute,
Better, faster. That's what I think that.
But
you makes you stronger.
That's a kind of idea, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
The words of Kanye West.
Aye.
She take my money when I'm in need.
Aye, she's
I ain't saying I'm a gold digger.
But it was nice what you done with Bray Wyatt as well. That was cool.
It was a great wee entrance, wasn't it? He texts Sammy, he's like, make sure that you put your lights on. when Hingwe.
Aye.
And like when the lights went down, all the torches went up and all that, it was class.
He will be absolutely kicking himself, man, won't he?
He's fighting again in September, from what I understand, and it's a tournament this time.
Where?
A one-night tournament at Brayhead.
What? Wonder if you'll get an invite to that.
So you fight me on the match?
Well, that's right, isn't it, Ben?
I think
so. Winner stays on.
No winner stays on. It'll be like a
round robin.
Like a round robin. It'll probably be two semis and a final, I would think.
Is that legal?
Aye. But see if anybody's injured or that, they'll be replaced by.
Aye. Standbys.
But get this one, the winner gets 50 G's.
Oost.
So it'll be Hingwe.
That's a good incentive, innit?
Aye, definitely. Definitely, man. But the whole card, I felt, was a wee bit lackluster. The judges were terrible. A couple of fights went to decisions, and it was a couple of ropey decisions, to be honest with you. But
is that a good thing out of that?
The MMA, mate, it's magic. But is what it? I would say is the Glasgow crowd, which normally gets all the props for everybody that comes to Glasgow, was not a patch on the Newcastle crowd, man.
Oh, really?
Really. Honest to God, man. It was...
Well, you remember we used to go to Newcastle for ICW, and the place was always bouncing, remember?
But I think the Glasgow crowd was just there for a bevy. Like 90.
So let me get it right here, Crystal. You saying the Geordies are stealing our thunder?
Yes.
I don't think the setup helped.
Nah.
They left the doors open as well. Right? We were on the floor and it was freezing, mate. It was freezing.
Did you buy a raffle?
Do you know they weren't even selling merch?
I know.
Missed a trick, man. We'll be selling merch.
Bungie could have made a pack out of that.
Well, his t-shirts are 30 quid, so he would have made a bloody packet.
Why were they not selling merch or something like that?
Especially. No, man. But the pavilion sell merch, and if you don't know about it already, 11th of May, it's only a few weeks ago.
It's 2 weeks and Saturday, isn't it? 3 weeks and Saturday.
Two weeks and Saturday, aye.
Jesus.
Well, we should probably start writing a show, shouldn't we?
Well,
can he just sit down and get half a cuff?
Hey, me and Grado have made a career.
Winging it. Nah.
Aye, how did that Rangers play go?
He's a wee prick.
I can't even.
Well, we did. What are you talking about? Rallying around the Rangers? We sold out every night.
We sold out every night.
Well done. That was good. I have to say. Aye. That was good.
Thanks for the backup. For the backup.
I was in the back playing the accordion.
Right. Saturday, the 11th of May.
Yes.
Pavilion Theatre, Glasgow, 7:30 p.m. Come along.
Aye. By the way, I was speaking to a potential guest that looks good. You know who we're talking about.
It's looking good.
This one is going to blow everything out of the water. Anyway, do you think about it?
Well, somebody else announces him first.
Speaking of, I did text the other guest as well.
Yes.
Still keen.
Aye. Get him. I don't care. Get him.
I mean, I'm up for it.
Aye.
Maybe we should have this conversation off camera.
This is going to be like,
No, but to be fair though, we've got the structure of the show, we know how we're going from A to B to C to D.
Just need folk now to donate.
Well, you know how you just need to give me a nudge.
Aye.
Just need folk now to donate like Radox and all that. And
Timothy.
No, it was Vosine.
Please don't take my dandruff away.
Just remember not to wash your knob.
I don't sting, man. Don't want. No,
Vosine and your urethra.
How was the ferry, by the way? How was the ferry coming back? Was it all right?
I got in the captain's thing way.
Of course you did.
Aye. Nicola said that.
Can I get in?
Nicola showed his eye. She's like, he gets into every bit. Like, cockpit's not.
It's sure illegal to go in the cockpit.
No,
it's not illegal, is it?
Is it only illegal when you're in the air?
I couldn't get a cockpit. I'd love to be, mate. I'd love to. You just know how much I'd love to go in the cockpit with a plane taking off. But I think it's a big difference between the fucking ferry. They're just in ferry.
I don't know, mate.
Well,
don't know what that's carrying.
I don't know.
It was a good experience getting to turn the wheel. No, this isn't the first time I've done it.
Seen the pictures.
It's not my first show, dude. It's not my first show, dude.
Seen the pictures with the wains and that on it.
They loved it, mate. They absolutely loved it.
Have we ever been on a boat twice?
Have you?
And both times I come off it wabbit as fuck.
I went on a vessel in Portugal, right? And it's one of the deals when you're on holiday and you can go and it takes
pirate
a wee
ship.
Private
beach
or not. Not a booze cruise, but it takes you a wee pride. Aye, like
a wee cold,
alcohol thing, right? You go and all that, blah, blah, blah. Great day. Seeing the way back, the waters were choppy,
Christ.
But the vessel goes like that. Right, so it's gone like that and gone like that. But then at one point, it starts fucking going like that, and I'm not exaggerating, right? Aye. And see, like, the crew, they were shitting themselves. Oh, wow. But see, when you see them shitting themselves,
that's when it's bad.
But you couldn't even see land. You were still that far out. And I was like, this is scary. And it took me a while to go back on a boat, and the only boat I've been on since is the Calmac day.
Do you know what? They're getting, they're picking up a new ferry.
I've seen that on the news.
And they're picking up for Turkey. And they're sailing it back for Turkey. I just blows my mind. That's cool. Like, I might come.
That's cool.
You know what I mean? Just sitting at
you should be invited to it, man.
I know.
We can vlog it and all that. We could do the podcast on it.
The only time I've ever been on the boat, it was to and from France. And the way there.
Is that when you got a Big Brother?
No, mate. It was, I'd done the Eurotunnel for Big Brother.
Did you?
But anyway, this was before the Eurotunnel was built. I was at high school. And it was like you say, it was stormy. And the boat was like that the whole time.
I'm not good with boats.
But see, the thing is, Stevie, see, for the full week that I was in France, I felt as if I was still on the boat.
I hate that feeling.
It's like Malik Abraham was out. Equilibrium, that's a good word.
Would you go on a cruise?
Nicola's choking to death, and I'm like, no.
I think they're just a big fucking petri dish, mate. If one person gets no well, the full fucking place is.
Well, it might be when COVID started, it was like, oh, it's just on the boats. It was all these folk, and they were all getting locked up in their rooms and all that.
My mate started working on a cruise just before lockdown. And the lockdown happened while he was on the cruise, and they stopped it. It was like the Bahamas or Jamaica or something like that. And he was like, you just can't go anywhere. Like, just sit in your cabin. Nah, you can't move. Nah. And he was just there for a bit of
hope I had Netflix.
Remember the ships that were docked for ages doing that near Bray Headway?
Yes.
Remember?
They were all sat there.
When you were on the waterway passing, you could see they were so massive, man. What was that all about?
I know. I
because you couldn't go anywhere, mate.
They were there for ages, man.
I know, I remember that.
Would you do a cruise?
I don't know. I think I would like to date one. It's just to say,
like a med one or something.
I'd like to date one and it'd be like, I like the idea of like stopping off somewhere and only doing it for a day.
I'm not much of a sightseer and all that.
Like,
but I think that would be up your street. Because you like doing that, going out and about places. Yeah,
imagine,
if you had a day there.
Imagine the grub stopping off at
different places.
My mum and dad went on cruises a couple of times in Hangway. They loved it. But it's just, I don't think it's for
me. We booked the Disney one about 2 years ago or something. And then cancelled it, because I was like, I've just got absolute fear about it, man.
You're too paranoid.
I know, mate, man. I know, I'm pure OCD, man. I'm like, and the Wains are, it's a shame, the Wains are the same as me, man.
You've got them with you.
Aye, it's the jeans, man, it's the jeans. They're just no, they're like, no, not even.
As long as there's nothing in the jeans.
I don't even hear what you're saying.
It's an in-joke. He's getting back to my childhood.
He
brought up a bit of trauma there, Graham.
Sorry, mate. I should have said that.
You don't need to say sorry. I'm saying fucking ribbing you about running and all that. You need to get your shots back. You know what I mean? I need to get your in shots back. Right, we've got to talk about FITBA.
Aye, to hell
yeah. FITBA. Rangers won! Yay! We got a win.
We got a win.
Should have been fucking 9-0.
I had a weekend off football.
Did you?
I had a weekend off football. I did. What are you putting up here, Ben?
What are you putting up there, Benji boy?
There's the details. The Nigerian goat.
First of all, I've got to say, well done to come on for making the big decision.
Having the Davina McCalls to get ready, Goldson.
And by the way, Balogun for me was one of the players of the match. Standout. He got stuck right in. It was a big, big difference.
I seen the highlights when I got him last night. And he looked like he stayed. Sort of looked a bit ropey.
He always does, doesn't he?
He looked a good bit ropey, man.
He still got his bandage on.
Where did that go, but during the... He just took it after him during the...
Pure Terry Butcher.
The Dundee game. He started for the bandage and it disappeared.
Aye, what was that about?
I don't know. Yeah. But it's... I mean, it's still... From what I've seen in the highlights and what I've heard from my mates... It still wasn't really.
I guess this was still frustrating, mate. It
wasn't
goals,
convincing.
He's still in front of goal.
To be honest with you, I only saw the majority of the second half. I saw the first couple of minutes when Desler scored and then I was on the boat and all the rest of whatever. But we did play better. Diamandé made a big difference. I thought Diamandé played really well. Sterling played really, really well.
I heard Lundstrom come on to a game a wee bit. I thought he did rope Lundstrom as well and played Raskin in there and just tried Raskin.
They brought Raskin
come on, didn't
eventually. Silva. I'm looking online and a lot of Rangers fans are getting off their nuts saying that he didn't die. For me,
well, Grant has said that to me.
I thought it was a dive.
So is it, Ben?
I felt it was theatrics.
See, when you see it from behind, it's definitely a dive.
It's the truest telling factor. It's the arms.
Aye, because that looks like he's doing that. Aye, he's doing it for a dive. Do it again, Benko.
If this one here,
it's his arms. that get away from me. What do you think? Do you think it's the life?
I think he's fit, gets caught in the grass. I do.
I just think.
Because see, the thing is, see, to try and go down like that, surely it's easier just to pass it on to the net and get a goal.
Umar Sadiq.
See if you look at it, I think the ball was just behind him, right? So I don't think, right? And I think he's thinking, I'm not getting to that. I hope there's somebody behind me in contact that I can go down. Like, I'm the same as you, mate, right? Obviously, everybody's getting an opinion. See, when Grant said it's no a dive,
I was looking at it going,
I don't know, it looks like a dive to me. But
see this, whatever it is, 20-second clip here or whatever, right? 28-second clip, that just sums up his whole time at Rangers, doesn't it?
It's very frustrating.
See, they're saying that it's in his contract that he needs to start or something like that. He needs to start a certain percentage
but
of games.
That's the same with all loan deals, but that
gives me vibes of David Beckham's paid for somebody's mortgage to
Glen Eagles.
Have
their wedding at Glen Eagles.
It's funny because Crofty came in last week and said that to me. He was like, mate, I've just heard this rumour about this family income.
That's his oldest time.
So I mate, they're paying after mortgage and all that. And I had it in the back of my head. Then I googled it this morning. It's like the snake in the bed.
Measuring the wind.
It's eventually going here. But anyway,
I think
the silver lining is we got through. But here's the thing. I just don't think we have any luck with signing players that are worth all that money in January. Nah. It's like
Aaron Ramsey,
Joey Barton, the boy from Man United,
Diallo.
I know.
Joey Barton.
Easy peasy prizes. .com. They just had a recent competition there for a Rolex watch. It was $9.99 a ticket. There's plenty of other upcoming competitions which they are live on Facebook. We are very, very happy to be working alongside Easy Peasy Prizes.
Right, am I right in saying as well, they've got a certain amount of tickets that they sell, but even if the tickets aren't sold, they still raffle the prize.
They still raffle the prize.
So, say for example, you go on and there's a competition for a Rolex, mm-hmm. and they've only sold 100 tickets.
Mm-hmm. Better chance of winning.
There's been 3,393 winners so far, and they've given away over £1.35 million worth of prizes.
The Yachtmaster 2.0 Rolex watch, that's away, but look at this.
Black 2019 Range Rover Evoque. You can win that for £4.99.
And there's a camera as well. I'm looking for one of the cameras. There we go. What? 65 pence. An entry. That's all it is.
The draw is this Sunday, and you can get a chance of winning a Range Rover Evoque for as little as £4.99. Also, what you need to remember, easy peasy prizes. If you'd like, for example, the Rolex Yachtmaster that just got gave away on Sunday there, if you don't want to take the Rolex, you can take the cash alternative of £8,000.
It's easy peasy prizes.
Here was a very entertaining game. I didn't see this coming. I was in working Saturday, right? A lot of Celtic fans, I work camera operators. I will take 4 or 5 off him a day. Mm. I'm like, I thought yous would have. Yous did take 4 off them, but yeah. I thought yous were going to absolutely steamroller Aberdeen.
So did I, mate. Mm-hmm. But they played really well. Mm-hmm. Aberdeen played really well. Celtic weren't terrible either. It was just a right good game.
Good old fashioned cup game.
Aye, blood and thunder, man.
Conor Barron played well for Aberdeen.
Scales, and everybody's going on about Joe Hart, brilliant. But see, for the 2 goals, he could come and collect that ball, no bother.
What about the penalty incident for Aberdeen?
Well, I think I'm the same as you. I think, see, can you bring that up, Ben, the foul on Johnson?
If you're really unlucky, it'll come up.
It's one of the ones where if it's anywhere else in the park, it's a foul. So, but what gets me is, why is he let it go on? Do you know what I mean? I know that they need to let it go on to see if there is a foul and see what comes of the passage of play. But see, if it's not a foul on Johnson, it's 100% a penalty kick.
Aye.
And I think everybody knows that, do you know what I mean? But when you look at the actual foul, he goes into the back of Johnson like a steam train. So he does. But right now, what, see where Johnson is, right?
I think that is incredibly. I've found the exact 2:37 thing. Sorry, Ben. What's a good way to send it to you?
It's not even showing you.
Here, watch, I've got it.
Look there, you see that? Right, rewind that again, Ben. Right, watch the middle of the park here, look. See it? I think it's a foul, but when you see it for the other angle, the guy's coming in at some pace.
Carter Vickers knows that's a penalty.
Oh, 100%.
Carter Vickers knows it's
100%.
A penalty.
100%. But see, when you see it, when you see it for the other angle.
Mate, see the hang of this, right? Do you know what gets me with this as well? Not one Celtic player's claiming that a foul on Johnson.
Right, yeah. Look, that's a foul. That's a foul. That is a foul.
Did you see it again, Ben? Yeah, play again.
How did the two players...
Hey, Sander, go for the ball. Come on, man.
You're saying he goes through him like a steam train. Are you kidding? It's two guys going up for a heater. Away, man. It's a foul. See, this is where it blows my mind, right? It blows my mind. The whole conspiracy cared with Rangers, not that.
And it's a Luton fan in VAR.
Honestly, man. See the stuff Celtic get away with? It blows my mind, man.
Where you going? Don't talk
mate,
shit.
Mate, honestly, man. You can't tell me you was one of the lucky in that situation there. Were you lucky, yes or no?
No. It's a foul.
How you?
I'm going to be honest. Mate. I think if that's anybody else in the park, I think it's given as a free kick.
Mate, honestly. Don't, but, he doesn't. Because Ben says it's right.
No, but Ben doesn't say it right. Oh, I think Celtic are the ones that are going to drop more points.
Lewis,
is it a free kick? Or is it?
I'm not really a football person.
Yes, I'm this guy.
You and Grey Dog are going brilliant.
Mate, you're
going
to be a fucking,
fucking basketball bow. No, mate, but listen, see the other one.
Don't you fucking point your finger and say listen to me. That's all right then.
Right, the first one with scales, I think that's a penalty. But they're saying it's outside the box.
I think genuinely, and I'm hand on heart, I think he's incredibly lucky in that situation there. I really, really do. Not one Celtic player claims for a free kick there at any.
Anyway, by the way.
We all get the final we wanted.
Good game of football.
Apart from Aberdeen and Hearts. It was good, exciting.
Was it
as exciting as that Man United game yesterday?
Oh,
did you see any of that,
Graham? Never in doubt.
Ben, you nearly
owed me 50 quid already.
I was chilling, no sweat at all, mate. You can't, I don't keep up to English football and all that, but that Ten Hag's not going to last. No, he's not going to be Man United. He'll be at the door.
I went to Keane, that's Man United, Man City final, FA Cup, right? Went out to Tesco. Come back, Keane's like, remember you were saying it's Man City, Man United final.
See how close they came to winning it, Coventry. They shot off a bar, and
all. Holy smokes. Ellis Sims, man.
Mm-hmm. What about, sorry.
On you go, mate,
but I was going to say, what about that Forest tweet?
Oh, man.
That is like somebody in the boozer. I think Carragher said that. It's somebody's
sitting
just
like that, isn't
it? Aye, man.
Off can. They're going to get absolutely dragged for it. Imagine he took me a
three extremely poor decisions, three penalties not given, which we simply cannot accept. We warned the BUMOL that the VAR is a Luton fan before they keep it. That's so funny, man.
That's wild, isn't it?
Our patience has been tested multiple times.
NFFC will now consider its options.
Did you see Crystal Palace tweet?
Aye, they were funny. That was a funny tweet as well, wasn't it? But have you saw the penalty, the decisions?
No, I haven't. Are they bad?
One of them's not a penalty. Two of them you could claim.
So who wins it?
The final one's a Hornbonne.
Nottingham Forest versus Burnley.
Everton.
Everton. It was the finish.
Yeah, 2-0 was it to Everton?
2-0, weren't I?
Aye, because they had three penalty decisions against them. They were like, oh, that could have
Crystal Palace's tweet: five extremely good goals, two goals conceded, which we simply have to accept.
That's brilliant. Crystal Palace.
Shite house today, man.
We'll now enjoy their Sunday. We need more shit like
that. That stuff's funny.
I know.
It's funny, man.
It riles folk up. So like when you get Crystal Palace versus Nottingham Forest now, it's going to be...
Can you imagine that Rangers and Celtic tweeting stuff like that? It'd be funny.
Celtic just post big fish on Instagram. Some women wear big fish.
Remember that? That was the best. I asked for the large fish.
That's right.
That was the best ever, wasn't it?
That's funny.
So Saturday 25th of May, should we all just sit and watch a game together?
Aye, sure. Imagine that.
Is the FA Cup final that day as well?
I couldn't.
Is that will that not be the fallout? No, because it'll be the Euros.
Check out the FA Cup final.
Get that Google machine going, Ben. Get loose today, son, Ben. You can't do it all yourself, mate.
No, unless the final... What do we see?
What day is it?
Here we go. We'll check.
Here we go.
There it is. 25th, the same day, 3 o'clock, so we can't.
So hold on. But I take it. Is that going to be a lunchtime kickoff then for the...
Rangers. So break from 3 o'clock.
Oh, when has that ever happened?
I know. That used to happen all the time. Remember, one would be on BBC One, one would be on STV. It was class.
I always thought it was a week later.
As much as I love Man U, it's going to be an on event.
Yank
Man
so?
City,
mate look at the last two games, 4-3, 4-3. It could be an explosive derby.
Man City will wipe the flare with Man U. They will. I'll bet you 50 quid. They'll win by more than two goals.
Bernardo gets a penalty, they will.
I know, man. Yeah.
Casemiro's penalty as well.
We shout out to Jude Bellingham if he's listening.
He's a big fan.
Guy, man. See that? Twice.
He's in the Discord, mate, every week. Fair play.
Twice.
Who's the Barcelona number 8?
Inzaghi.
Why does he not put a tackle on before that ball gets there, man?
See, the thing is...
Just last night?
Aye.
Everybody Google who the referee was called. Date right now, you will laugh.
We see
don't
that,
don't you, that's a wee Easter egg for the listeners.
Oh, like it, Don Carlo there. Do you see him, his big snout? Watch him look. Why is he not putting a foot in there?
Look at this finish spot, man. Look at it. Oh, here's your dinner, man. Boof.
Oh, is this something for the Buffs Park?
In mate. Buffs Park?
At stadium and all, man. It's identical.
It's...
Look at the cameras and all that.
It's when he always does that all the time, man. Like, twice in the one season, he scored the two goals. The last minute went to a new camp. And you're just like, guy, he's just different.
Imagine going to a classical game.
Do you ever wish?
I've been to one.
Have you actually?
Half a fuck.
No, friend of the
That's
show.
That's a film.
Friend of the show, Jude Bellingham.
Friend of the show, Keezy.
Ah, Keezy.
He goes everywhere. You know he goes everywhere, right? He went to Madrid and he went to a Real Madrid game and witnessed Zinedine Zidane's only career hat trick.
Oh, wow.
There's a stat.
We need to try and get him to meet Bruce Springsteen.
I know. Or Zidane.
Aye. I think he'd prefer the boss, would you know?
I don't think you'd get much chat.
You still don't watch Curb, mate?
Nah, mate. Ugh. I know.
What about the Josh Windass open goal? What's that?
I was going the other day, man. Yeah, what about Josh Windass's goal?
Aye, he's got the screamer, Sam, man. Aye.
Did you see it?
No, but I heard about it.
It was some goal.
I forgot he was a person.
I was a bit surprised when we let him go. At the time, Gerrard had just taken over.
I'd agree with you. See, when he played against us, I always thought he was pretty good, man.
I just don't think he had the desire.
I don't know, man.
The desire.
The wherewithal.
Nah. He wasn't his dad, is what you're saying. Nah,
he
was. No, definitely wasn't, man.
Remember how good his dad
was? His dad was a
hunfie. Aye, big time, man.
You know why I get in a fight with his dad, man? His dad.
The goal he scored at the playoff final, the volley.
For Bradford?
Was it Bradford?
Was it Hull?
Hull,
aye.
It was a fucking topper, man.
Imagine Dean Windass playing against Conor Goldson.
Connor Grolson is...
I think he's on the road out.
Well, no. Is he? Do you think he's on the road out?
Yeah, there's no way he'll be our centre-half next season.
Do you think Pat Balligan's played his way in now to the end of the season?
I would just keep playing Balligan. I would. I genuinely would. Just play suitor right centre-half, Balligan. I'd just do that.
It's early doors. What are we thinking for the Scottish Cup final?
It all depends.
It's got to be an nervy one, no matter what.
There's a potential that Rangers could be going for a treble.
Mm-hmm. I mean, see, when you put it like that, that is crazy, but it's just not going to happen, I don't think. I think Celtic will win the league, but there's more twists in the story. Celtic have got potential to drop points, I think.
If they defend the way they defended on Saturday, then absolutely.
But I still think, I still don't think that Rangers team have got the mentality to go to Park Quayside.
Obviously,
they have just got something that they are spooked.
And they made one in at the back post, and it's a guaranteed goal.
You took your words out my mouth. See, watching some of that game Saturday, Aberdeen, how do we never cross a ball in against us? Because you're always all the other kid.
That's what I used to terrify me about Barisic.
Aye.
See, Barisic's delivery, man.
I remember the game we beat these 2-1 at Parkhead. Mm-hmm. Katic scored the header.
Yep, that's right.
And it's like...
But, mate, you're close to that, but like, we must be the worst set piece takers.
Terrible, man.
Absolutely... See, getting a corner toe, it's almost a joke now.
Aye.
Just beating him a bike kick.
Aye,
get back in. Just come back in.
I mean, some of the decisions, I don't know why Tav has always got to swap it about. Mm-hmm. But I suppose, again, that's again hashtag I'm sure quarterback. Quite like seeing that.
Aye.
I'm sure quarterback.
Remember Big Ammo used to do that? I'm the captain.
Are they?
I think that's the whole Tavernier thing. I take every dead ball and nobody's getting a shot at it at all.
Sorry to interrupt, but speaking of armchair pundit quickly, did you see, Grado, you were in all the Partick Thistle? Fan tweets, see, because what you said
in the playoffs now.
See what you said in the episode last week, where you said about we should just sell, why didn't Rangers just sign the top score in the championship? And all the Partick Thistle fans are going, you're no touching our Brian Graham.
God, that's funny. I was speaking to Brian Graham when I came off the plane at Tenerife. If we come back from Tenerife, I was talking to Brian Graham.
I would take him. Knows where to go, lads, mate.
But for. See, be honest with you, I'm right. If we had a competent striker, I think we'd be in a better position. But we are, and I mean, anybody.
Mm-hmm. I agree with what you're saying, man. Like your whole striker situation's a bit of a car crash.
100% of your claims. G4 claims.
If you've had an accident that hasn't been your fault, get in touch with Nicole and the gang at G4 claims. You can speak to Nicole. You can speak to Grant. You can speak to Ben. You can speak to fucking Greg.
We care.
Lewis.
You can speak to Kerr and Lewis. But anyway,
Hangway.
You threw me right after.
You can get them on 01698-767-172. That's 01698-767-172.
G4 claims are there for you. Don't speak to your insurance company. Go to the app. Go to G4 claims instead of speaking.
Go to the app.
Go to the app.
You can go to the website and contact us through WhatsApp.
Whoa.
Oh, that's a great move. We should get a WhatsApp.
No, we shouldn't. We've got a Discord.
Oh, okay.
Remember, WhatsApp is away your actual phone number.
Aye. So.
No, there's a way. Aye.
You can get them via WhatsApp. You can get them via the good old-fashioned telephone. Or if you're just in the mood to write a letter to them, you can get them via post.
Aye, or come to the door.
Come to the door.
They've got great coffee.
They've got great coffee. Great coffee.
And they've got a fully stocked fridge usually, but there's only one can of iron in there. So it's Tango, in fact. Oh. You know, when you've been entangled.
Yes. 100% of your claims. G4 claims. G4 claims.
Not claims. Made easy. G4 claims, boys and girls.
Boys and girls. Oh, man.
So,
good to see you.
So will we go through the scores for the weekend then? We've got the
championship. What's the scores in the doors, right? Toll?
So our bros lost 2-1.
Kerry, you enjoying this?
Our both lost 2-1 to Morton. Dundee United won the league, did they?
No. So that's the thing. The Wraith can still mathematically win it, but it's very
unlikely. But it's more or less in
it's
the
like
bag.
I think they need 2 18-0s or something like that. It's ridiculous.
See before we carry on with the scores. Yes. Because obviously Grado's got a wee bit of insight and stuff for us. What is happening at Arbroath?
Oh, I know, mate, I know. Did you see what Big
Every
Dunk...
Every time I see them, they're getting beat.
I know, and actually, did you see what Big Dunk come out and said about them? Big Dunk said that they've downed tools for the team and all this, and Arbroath, I was a bit surprised Arbroath came out with a statement and said, look...
Big Dunk!
Well, he's the Cali official manager, isn't he?
He came out and said, I'm
so... Get him saying
I'm so surprised what happened at Arbroath. Have downed tools for the manager, and Arbroath have put a statement out saying we're very disappointed in what he said and all that. And
Big Dunk with a two-footer, man.
So anyway, Inverness Caledonian now Wraith Rovers won.
But I know, for as much as I love Arbroath, you know what I mean, they're a team close to my heart because of Richard, but you know what I mean, I was a bit upset with that, if I'm being honest.
Anyway, carry on.
I just want to go in the Arbroath forum. Big Grado sticks up for us.
He's looking at the headline,
hasn't
he?
I was on the Partick one last week. I went on our bro fan this week.
You get pure excited there, buddy.
The voice of Scottish football, man.
Dunfermline now.
Oh, the Smokies.
Fucking hell. Dunfermline now, Queen's Park now. Partick Thistle made it into the playoffs with a 4-0 win against the Airdrie.
Well done, the Jags.
And it was Inverness Caledonian Thistle now. Hingway won.
Wraith Rovers.
Hingway.
Ben, put your affair and move on.
Dundee United, that's other team. So,
they beat that other mob 1-0.
Cove Rangers going into League One. It was Cove Rangers 2, Alloa 3, Edinburgh City 1, Annan 2, Falkirk 2, Kelty Hearts 2. Falkirk drop points, still chance for you, Ben. Montrose.
Oh, that was good, by the way.
One. Hamilton Accies 2.
Well done, Hamilton.
Two counters, man.
Stirling Albion 0, Queen of the South 0. And then in League 2, we had Bonnyrugg Rose 0, Spartans 1, Clyde 2, 11:52, Stenhouse Muir 2, Elgin City 1, Peterhead 1, Forfar Athletic 2, East Fife 1, and Stranraer 0, Dumbarton 0.
Dumbarton, come on, man!
So,
Stranraer.
Stranraer.
I said it's Stranraer.
Stranraer. That's Stranraer.
You said Stranraer.
Cornflakes.
Aye.
I say that when I go to Glasgow.
Up to Glasgow.
Aye, so I don't even know where anybody is in any of these leagues anymore. Click on the standings for me, Ben. Top right. Top right, son. Down. There we go. Right, so League 2, Steny have won the league already. We knew that, didn't we? And right. Clyde, oh, it's
Clyde are doomed.
No, they still get no. Clyde and Stranraer. It's only about 2 points, 3 points.
How many games are left to play? Two more games.
Still a chance.
Two more games and
there's a lot of point in it.
It's between Bonnie Rigg, Rose, Stranraer and Clyde to see who goes into the relegation playoff into the Highland Lowland League.
Lowland League.
Is this going to be on the telly? Is this going to be on the telly when they're watching this episode? You're screening
on YouTube, yeah.
That's nice, man.
Nice.
That's smooth as, man.
You're nice. Fancy as fuck.
Hey,
me.
Benko.
What's that about that camera, that Canon camera, Alex?
Loose.
It's an
ad. Stick him in that boy. He knows what he's doing.
Falkirk.
Champion!
Falkirk have won the league. Hamilton are in the playoffs along with Alloa and potentially Montrose, Cove Rangers.
Oh, but still tight with Cove. Do you think Montrose will do it, Gredo?
I ain't looking good, mate.
Edinburgh City are relegated with 8 points. They somehow beat Montrose last week, mate. Wild. And in the
Championship?
The Championship, Dundee United.
Champions.
Champions elect.
Well, if you get the 218, if Rafe can get the 218-0 victories, let's know.
Well, you never know, and our both are already confirmed for relegation.
How's Airdrie looking? Are they going to make it for the aye?
Queen's Park and Inverness for the playoff spot. So
Airdrie have done all right, but for the first season up there in the Championship.
Airdrie and Partick are in the playoffs along with Raith. So
I want Airdrie to come up.
Any three name could come up, but if you're who you
want,
Airdrie.
I want Airdrie. Just cause you
can imagine that.
I love Rhys McCabe.
Well, the show. We want Airdrie because the friends of the show.
That's what I'm saying.
Aye, so we get
Pennycar Stadium.
Pennycar Stadium. All right, Selick playing Airdrie. Stephen, you want tickets?
Exactly.
That would be some rise as well. For Airdrie.
It would be. Because
that's like when was last time they were in the Premier Division?
Were
they back in the early 90s? Were they not?
I would say it would be the 90s, aye.
There's certain teams that you see as Premier League teams, aren't there?
Aye, even still.
Falkirk. I see Falkirk is Dundee United.
Cali Thistle.
But mate, even for me sometimes Rafe Rovers just aye. Because growing aye. Up in the 90s aye. I was always
and
like
Thistle as well. Aye, Thistle.
Aye. But then Thistle have spelt that long.
I know
they came up a couple of years ago and stuff like that, but aye.
But you're saying Rafe.
Aye, but I know.
Can't find him, mate. It's cool. But I think it would have been the 90s, I would say they were in
well,
the Premier.
Rafe's definitely in the 90s, isn't it, man? They've not come back up.
Rafe, I think like, they came up for one season, did they not? And then they get relegated twice, I'm sure, no long after it.
That pure, something rings a bell about
But do you know what? It's just good to see a team that haven't been in it for a long time getting back up. And
do you know what the thing is? It's genuinely, for when we spoke to Rhys McCabe, what he believes in. He's not just sitting there talking shit.
No, it's a proper.
He's genuine about it, man. Like, he wants football played well. He's got a bit of arrogance in a good way. That he believes in his
Exactly. What was it I used to say, Big Ange? Remember?
His
ethos or something like that.
He believes in his own ethos, man. He does, but.
Oh, God, I'm a sick guy.
Aye, but
do
mate,
you?
Mate. He needs to have
a
He needs to have a plan B.
Here, so they are.
Great, old man. You need to make it believable, man. He needs to have
a plan B. Like when?
No, I tell you who I do miss, and I think I always will. Guess who I think I've got to say?
Let me think.
And I think I still... Advocate. No, I still struggle to go over what happened. When
Gerard?
He, aye. Mm-hmm. That pure hurt me when he left Rangers.
Same. It ruined the birth of your daughter.
It did. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows.
Oh, no.
Oh, she's going to be all right. I don't mean that. Gerard's going to be all right.
He's not even joking. You're right now, Aston, for his dad.
Oh, my God. It's horrendous.
When will you see my dad again? No. Who's doing?
Are you going to be a bit jealous because things about your dad?
No, I'm glad that he does. Aye. Something to hang about with.
Aye. You ever took him to Coat Bridge for a chippy?
Me, I was literally just about to say that, man.
Do you ever walk his dogs?
No. That's about out of order. Huh?
Maybe they think you're annoying.
No, they're annoying.
You're an animal hater, man. Mate. You say this about every dog.
I know.
That's not nice.
No, it's not my dog anymore. It's my dad's dog now. It's not mine.
So, Kerr, did you say that the dogs are annoying? Have you ever tried to give them cannibal?
Oh.
I'm on fire with these segues today, boys, isn't
it? Yeah. CBDOScotland.com. Take it away, Chris.
If you've got any sort of pain whatsoever, whether it be joint pain, muscle pain, if you can't shite properly, if you're...
Or you're shaking too much.
Aye, and if you're shaking too much as well, aye. If you've got anxiety, if you can't sleep, get yourself onto CBDOilScotland.com and get yourself some of their absolutely tremendous products. Everything on there is 50% off with the code Euro24. And when you buy something, you'll get your 50% off and you'll also get entered into a draw for two tickets for Scotland versus Germany at the Allianz Arena on the 14th of June,
the opening ceremony of the Euros.
I'm not just saying this because, and people always go, oh, Christ, you're just saying that because they're a sponsor. But as somebody that's took CBD oil for years and years and years, nay CBD comes close to CBD Oil Scotland stuff. I'm no joking. It's absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. I take it quite a lot for the issues that I've got for my stomach. When there's a wee bit of anxiety, I like to take the wee jellies that they have as well.
Mm-hmm. So, gummies.
If you've never tried CBD, I'd get a wee bash because you've got nothing to lose, really. It's safe. Everybody does. I think that whole stigma about CBD now, that's all gone. Let's realise that it is a great method to try and use for any anomalies that you've got with your body parts.
Any anomalies with your body parts, by the way.
In a weird Grado world, I know what he's talking about.
The gummies are tremendous.
The gummies are brilliant.
I took one on the show last week, mm-hmm. and...
Bayfield did, didn't he?
Clicking my heels on the way home. Left.
Aye, mate, they hit you. Mm-hmm. They hit you in a really, really good.
It's tremendous. And because we were talking about Canmo there, they also do a product for your pets, which you can give to cats or dogs or fucking llamas if you've got a llama, whatever.
Grado's dog and Grado's dog.
Alpacas.
If your dogs
alpacas?
Are... Alpacas? Aye, if your dogs are...
Chickens?
I don't know, I've never tried it with chickens.
Turkeys?
Why not?
Who's to say a chicken or a turkey don't get anxiety?
Exactly. By the way, it's a fair point.
I don't know.
A wee chicken could wake up one morning going, I'm just not feeling myself.
Aye, man, I'm fucked today.
How you feeling?
Aye.
walking about the farm, the horses and all that, are all having a fucking get together, having a laugh.
Pure carib ass farting out the eggs.
The chicken's walking about thinking he's the worst chicken in the world.
Oh, my arse is killing me. Get me some of that cannibal.
So if you're a farmer...
The whole egg situation with chickens does blow my mind.
I know.
Aye. But if you're a farmer watching this, you could be going, these fucking turkey arse out there's got anxiety, man. Do you know what I mean? Aye. I'm going to try it.
Aye. You never know, it might add to the flavour. Mm. So
get yourself on CBDOilScotland.com. What's that discount code again?
It's Euro24.
Euro24, and you're getting a 50% discount and you're getting entered into the draw for two tickets. Only the tickets, you need to make your name right there. Only the tickets.
Which is fine, man.
Which is fine, because it's two tickets. They're like gold dust to the opening ceremony, to the Euros and the Allianz Arena on the 14th of June. See you at theoldscotland.com.
Anyway, troops, that's a pint two shots to the football podcast. We hope you've enjoyed it this week. We get fixtures in the football this weekend?
We have fixtures this weekend. Get them up, Benko.
Is there any games through the week?
No.
No.
Not through the week, this week. It's this weekend.
Fixtures.
So... In the Premiership this week. Well, Aberdeen at home to... We've got the bottom six here. Aberdeen at home to Motherwell. Livy at home to Ross County. And St Johnson at home to the Highbees. But let's get to...
The top six.
We've
got Kilmarnock at home to Hearts. A difficult game for Hearts this week.
Yes.
It's hopefully they turn up this time. St Mirren against Rangers. Rangers away from home. And Dundee...
So Celtic away from home as well.
Celtic Dundee. And Rangers away.
That's weird when you see that, innit?
Aye.
It's weird.
On the same day, so it's a 12 o'clock.
We're half 12 and Celtic are 3 o'clock.
Wow, man. We're playing first.
So we could go level on points before you've kicked that bar.
And if he's got a few goals, he could go top.
So if we win about 6-0, we go tap.
You need more than Wraith.
It's not believable, innit? No, I mean, we don't need 18. We only need, like, is it 5 or 6 we need?
Somewhat.
But
either way, it's exciting.
It is exciting.
Do you know what? The excitement's gone a wee bit for me, because I think it's a bit. It's done.
The hope that kills.
My arse is making buttons still.
I think it's done.
I think the pressure's more now on Celtic, obviously. I think it's because of, it could be a. Well, it could be a good.
The pressure.
You know what I mean?
The pressure could be on Celtic if we turn up in Paisley and we get the job done convincingly, get a few goals and you go, right, we're level on points, you just need to kick off at 3, but I still think the league's done.
Aye.
You know, you try to not live your life with what ifs, but...
I know.
What happens will happen.
Aye.
And that's
for you on a goodbye, son?
Aye.
It's meant for you on a goodbye, hey, no pockets in a shroud.
I heard that one before.
That's an old school one, that too.
No pockets in a shroud.
Means can't take your money away.
Take your money away.
Oh, aye, aye. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like when folks say that. Well, can't take it away.
Much was that? Oh, fuck it. You can't take it away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't spend all the show.
Do you know what we're going to do? We're going to talk more about sayings like that on the Patreon. So get us on the Patreon for now on, folks. All right,
and Benko's got a wee hang for us.